everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I am Jim Williams, your host, and boy, do we have a jam-packed program for you today. So if you do not mind, without any further ado, let's jump right in. Let's hit the headlines first. Okay, let's start off with Comcast. They have conceded defeat in their effort to outbid Disney for 21st Century Fox. Now, the company has announced that it is bowing out of the battle for Fox, and will instead focus all of their efforts on securing 61% of the European media giant Sky. All right, so we will keep you posted on that ever-changing story. Meanwhile, the 22 regional Fox Sports networks remain up for sale, and don't count Comcast out on this one. They, of course, will be joined in the bidding, no doubt, by Spectrum as well as AT&T. Now, we've heard, and you're going to hear it first, that streaming giants YouTube and Amazon are very well considering joining the bidding for those 22 Fox regionals. We, of course, will keep you posted on that story. Kudos to our dear friend, Hulu CEO Randy Freer. The streaming service just hit the 20 million subscriber mark. And congratulations to all our buddies out Hulu. Okay, all right. Nominations for the 70th Primetime Emmy Awards were announced this week. HBO's Game of Thrones led the individual series nominations with 22, including Outstanding Drama. Now, in that category, they're going to be facing last year's winner, The Handmaid's Tale, as well as The Americans, The Crown, Stranger Things, This Is Us, and Westworld will also compete for that top spot in the drama category. Second behind Game of Thrones with 21 nominations each were the HBO drama Westworld, as well as NBC's Saturday Night Live. Netflix led the total number of Emmy nominees with 112, followed by HBO with 108. Okay, the big story in sports this week is the wildly popular streaming service DAZN Sports will be launching in the United States come September. They will start things off with boxing and combat sports, but that is really just the start of their plans here in the United States. And joining us on this edition of Stream On is DAZN CEO James Rushton. James, the floor is yours, my friend, to talk about DAZN. It must be both a busy and exciting time for you and your team as you get ready to launch in September. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, thank you. You're absolutely right. It's a really exciting time for everyone involved in DAZN here in the U.S. DAZN is a truly dedicated OTT platform. We focus on delivering fans a better deal. We're a fans first business. And yesterday we had a launch event where we announced our pricing. So we're $9.99 a month. And we also announced our first shows with Matchroom Boxing and Bellator. And in particular, the fact that we're launching on September 10th. And then September the 22nd, our first big fight is with Anthony Joshua versus Alexander Povetkin. So very exciting times. We're all psyched, we're all pumped up. We then have a Chicago show, our first DAZN Matchroom US show on the 6th of October. And in between that, we have an exclusive Bellator show in San Jose on the 29th of September. So yeah, it's now all action, all systems go, ready for launch September 10th.
You know, it's amazing. You guys are far from someone who is new to the business. It's just you're new to the United States.
Exactly.
What exactly made the decision from your standpoint to expand to the U.S.?
Well, listen, we always wanted to have a presence and a launch in the U.S. It's a fantastic over the top streaming market, the most developed OTT market in the world. And if we want to, you know, in a few years, be able to say we're the biggest, we're the best sports broadcasting platform in the world, we have to be here in the US. So that's number one. The second one, as I said at the start, what we do as a business, this fans first philosophy, it's not a gimmick, it's not something that we just, it's not a piece of marketing, you know, say. This is something that when we found the business, when we were thinking about what type of business we wanted to be, this idea of being a fans champion is right at the heart of what we do. And we just feel that US fight fans right now get a really bad deal. They are paying their standard cable pack, they're paying a small fortune for their premium sports pack, because I happen to probably buy the most expensive premium sports pack, because fighting on various different networks. And just when you get to sort of a sort of fan relationship with a boxer, that boxer gets taken away and put on pay-per-view, and you've got to pay another $50, $60, $70. We don't think that's right. We think our proposition, where we're going to put on those sort of pay-per-view quality shows, but not charge a pay-per-view price, take the pain of pay-per-view away, and effectively bundle that in for a $9.99 subscription, is the way forward. And we saw a huge opportunity with Fight Fans and Fight Sports here in the US.
Well, you're the CEO of the company, which is not a bad place to be. Tell me about somebody we all know, a friend of the show, John Skipper. John, of course, joined your team. What will John be involved with?
Yeah, so John's obviously joined us about, I think it's into week 9 or 10 right now, as an executive chairman role. I mean, John's going to be, you know, very, very, very instrumental in our business, not just in the US, but across the world. But obviously, his US experience is going to be vital for us. I guess he's the sort of the senior leader in our business, full stop. He's someone that I will be learning from, and the rest of the DAZN team here in the US will be learning from. His role and responsibilities will be there, to be honest. He'll get involved. He'll get involved in the stuff that he wants to get involved in, and where he can add value, whether it be, you know, working with rights holders, looking at programming, looking at our production, but basically pulling in the same direction as me, is making sure that the DAZN promise of being this fans first business, creating a better deal for sports fans here in the US, whatever we do, programming, production, marketing, rights buying, that we do so through that lens. And he's obviously an absolute legend and a huge asset to have in our business.
James, let's talk about how we can get this service. Now, overseas, you're on, you know, Amazon and Roku and Xbox and all that. How long will it be before we can start loading those channels on our Roku and our Amazon Fire TVs?
So we go live on September the 10th, and I think it's really important to say that DAZN is going to be available everywhere and anywhere you can access a sort of OTT service. So we did a bit of work, a bit of comparison last week, and our penetrations in terms of devices, whether that be your smart TV devices, your like Roku, your PlayStation, your Xboxes, your tablets, etc., almost identical to the level of penetration Netflix and Amazon Instant Video. So if you're a fight fan, you're a combat sports fan, you'll be able to access us. Obviously, we're an OTT service, so we're not on a traditional cable pack or a satellite pack, but we'll be on your big screen as well as your little screen. And I think one of the things that we have always stressed is that in our other markets, whilst DAZN is changing the way people access sport, we're not trying to change the way people watch sport. 65% of all our viewing on DAZN is on a lean back, big screen experience, and you'll be able to get DAZN on your various TV manufacturers, as well as Apple TV, Roku, you name it, and Amazon Fire Stick. We'll be on those platforms.
Outstanding stuff. Now, you know, you've got an ambitious start. There's no question about it, but you do have a pretty deep bench of content. And let's talk a little bit about that too. Overseas in other countries, you're heavily involved in a number of different rights situations.
Yeah. I mean, listen, in the markets, DAZN is very much a multi-sport broadcaster. We broadcast, I think last year, over 15,000 live events on DAZN, which is probably, I don't know the exact numbers, but, you know, it's probably 3 to 4x more than ESPN would broadcast in a similar time last year. So, you know, the great thing about being an IP-based service is that we don't have channels. So we don't have to think about filling those channels, and also we don't have to worry about putting, you know, niche sports on our content. If a niche sport is available and we can broadcast it, we will, because why not? Someone will be interested in watching it. In the States, certainly for law, it's slightly different. proposition and content mix. We are purposefully targeting the combat sports, the fight sports audience. Part of that, obviously, is what I said before, but why we've entered the US in the first place, in terms of we feel that our proposition will really resonate with that audience. But also, you know, let's be honest, there's not an awful lot of other premium sports rights available in mm-hmm. this market right now. And so we will probably be a slower burn, I think is probably the best way to put it, as we look to develop our other content types and our other genres over the next 2 to 3 years, then maybe the Zone sister products in other markets.
I'll be back with James and more of Stream On right after these words from Shudder. Hey gang, let me tell you a little bit about our new sponsor, Shudder. First of all, they are part of the AMC family of networks, so you know it's a top quality service. Now, for those of you who don't know anything about Shudder, it is a truly one-of-a-kind streaming service for those millions of us who love thrillers, suspense, and horror films. Now, Shudder has it all. They have movies, they have TV shows, they have podcasts. Frankly, no one has a better catalog of entertainment in the thriller, suspense, and horror category than does Shudder. Now, I've been a Shudder fan from the very beginning. And why? Because I love thrillers, and I've been able to find some gems with some of my favorite stars in them in movies, frankly, I've never heard of before until Shudder turned me on to them. All right? Give you a couple examples. Johnny Depp, mark this one down, The Ninth Gate. It is an amazing edge-of-your-seat thriller. Johnny Depp will blow your mind as he has you twisted in knots throughout one of the best films that he was actually ever in. I'm telling you right now, you're going to fall in love with The Ninth Gate just like I did. Mark it down. Got to watch, okay? How about John Goodman? We loved him in The Big Lebowski. So many other films. Outstanding television career as well. All that body of work that he's done. I never heard of Red State before until, of course, Shudder. I checked it out. I'll tell you right now. You don't know if John Goodman is the good guy or the bad guy until the very last minute in this movie. It is John Goodman, like you've never seen him before, in an outstanding thriller called Red State. By all means, mark it down. Put it on your watch list. Now, I have a new favorite, and it's one of Shudder's exclusives. It's just dropped a few weeks ago. You got to watch it because it's built for binge watchers like us. I'll tell you right now. It is The Late Night Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. This is an epic binge, folks. 24 hours of horror films with Joe Bob offering his own brand of fun insights, not only during the films, but of course in between. And he also brings along a few guests along the way with him. It is absolutely a must-see by all means. So that's Late Night Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. It's an exclusive to Shudder. Look, folks, Shudder, simply put, is the Netflix of suspense and horror, period. They have the largest and fastest-growing human-curated selection of the best movies out there. Let me give you an example of some of the exclusive titles that's currently available. You got Mayhem. You got Downrange, you got Cold Hell, you got Stillborn, you got Sequence Break with coming attractions like Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, seasons 1 and 2. That's going to hit on Shudder on the 26th. You got Channel Zero, season 1. That's dropping on August the 9th. And on September the 13th, Revenge comes to Shudder. All right. Now, you can stream this service ad-free on all of your favorite devices. I use Roku, but they're on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Chromecast, Xbox, and of course, do like I do. Take Shudder with you on your iPhone, iPad, or any one of a number of outstanding Android devices. You can get Shudder, get this, for less than the cost of a single movie rental. You can do it for an entire month. That's right. Stream all the great thrillers, horror, and suspense films for just $4.99 a month or $49.99 a year. But look, we have a deal for you, all right? It's one of those deals you absolutely positively cannot pass up. We're going to give you a free 30-day trial, all right? That's 30 days of streaming Shudder. Taking a look at all the content on the site, kicking the tires, and I guarantee you when you're finished with that 30 days, it's going to be the easiest sign up you ever did to subscribe. Now, how do you get it? It's simple. You go to shudder.com/podcast. That's shudder.com/podcast and use the promo code stream on. All right. So again, that's shudder.com/podcast. shudder.com/podcast and use the promo code stream on to get 30 days of a free trial of Shudder. I know you will love Shudder as much as I do. Check it out today. You're going to want to subscribe. Welcome back to Stream On. Jim Williams here with James Rushton from DAZN Sports. And we're going to continue our conversation. You know what I think is exciting, James, about the whole concept is that you guys are coming in right into the OTT streaming business. You're not talking about doing anything else. You're not going
exactly.
to the effect. And yeah. I think as a consumer and as someone who's been involved in the streaming television business now for the better part of 5 years, I think it's amazing that you guys are just jumping right in feet first and saying, hey, look, we're taking it right to you guys and, you know, let's go.
And I think that is genuinely one of the key competitive advantages we have. You know, we don't have, listen, if you're ESPN or ESPN Plus, obviously having the ESPN talent, the brand, the content is a huge asset. You can't deny that. But at the
right.
same time, there is an obvious sort of pull and push there. You know, what content do you put on your OTT product versus your traditional channels to maintain your ARPU and maintain your relationships with your cable networks. We don't have any of that conflict. We are pure OTT. We see opportunities. We're a pure play OTT service, and we're going to deliver it. And as we've shown in other markets, we are, you know, not afraid to be very competitive with the more traditional linear broadcasters. We're very fortunate. We're a privately owned business. We have very ambitious owners who see the value in this business, not over their sort of 2 or 3 year time window, but over a 10-15 year time window.
Right.
And are willing to back us to do so. I mean, only 2 weeks ago we announced in Italy that we are the exclusive broadcaster of three Italian soccer matches per week, the Serie A matches, including a prime time Saturday evening game. That's it's been reported in the press, so you can look it up. That's a 200 million euro investment per year on those set of rights alone. Mm-hmm. So the ambition for us to grow in this market, to develop our content and to, in a nice way, stick it to the competition is very much there. However, we're not going to blow our brains out by overpaying for content, and we're going to wait for the right opportunities to come along.
Sure. And, you know, one of the things that gives you an advantage over ESPN, over Fox, over NBC, Comcast, et cetera, is that because you're an OTT right off the get-go, you're not, you know, if I want to go on to an ESPN app or I want to go on to a Fox app or NBC, NBC Comcast app, I have to use my cable subscription login to get in. Otherwise, I don't get the content. And even though ESPN is offering a standalone service, there's certain rights because they have of Major League Baseball, NBA, and NHL, and all those different rights.
There's a limit to what they can
put on their over the top channel where you come in with a full fledged, this is what we've got. We've got all of the content here already. So I think that gives you an advantage, even though you're coming into a market that already has some established players in.
Yeah, I think so. I think being a pure OTT player does give us some advantages, like you say. I think it also gives an advantage in terms of the way we are set up as a business, in terms of how agile and how streamlined we are, shall we say.
Right.
We don't have significant overheads in offices, studios, production, talent, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying that those those investments are a drag on those traditional broadcasters, but it's certainly the different. We have a different way of operating than those traditional mm-hmm. broadcasters, which I think gives us an ability to be a bit more agile the way we work. But hey, at the same time, listen. I would also love to be in the ESPN's position and have some fantastic national
right.
stage
yeah,
so, let's not kid ourselves. The content portfolio they have, created by Alfred, is phenomenal. For DAZN to be able to get anywhere near to compete with those big established broadcasts, we're obviously going to take a bit of time. I mean, it's obviously going to require some significant investment in content and programming.
Are we going to see a website for you guys?
Say again, sorry?
Are we going to be able to see a website soon for you guys?
Yeah, well, listen, all of the platforms will go live on the 10th of September.
Okay.
We might do something slightly before on web in terms of pre-registration, maybe a few days before. But we're going to kill to launch pretty much everything in terms of in the app stores, on the website, etc. We'll go live September the 10th. Some of our social channels are now live, so people can fans can get involved and ask questions and start to build a relationship with us. But yeah, September the 10th is the main date when everything goes green,
which ought to be exciting, I'm sure. James, what do you want fans to know most important about your launch on the 10th and beyond?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. I think the thing is to say that our approach of being this fan-first business is absolutely genuine. We are a business that's been created by sports fans, for sports fans. And we also recognize that to a degree, all this stuff, you know, the announcements, spending some money, that's the easy stuff. The hard bit is from September the 10th, and we absolutely understand that we have to be true to our word and deliver quality, pay-per-view-esque shows throughout the year. Not one-offs, not, you know, everything's great in September, but come December, the show quality, the quality of card, the quality of fighters, both across Matchroom and Bellator, is not the same. We have to keep the level of content at a very, very high standard, and it's our intention to do so. And I would encourage all sports fans, but in particular all combat sports fans, to come in and give us a try. There's a 30-day free trial. You can cancel any time. We're very confident with the quality of content, the quality of our products, the scalability of our products, that fans are going to love it and are going to stick with us for a long time. So, yeah, if you want to watch AJ fight on September 22nd or the Bellator fight on the 29th, you can do so for free. Coming on as a free trial, try us out, and I'm sure you'll love it.
James, we look forward to having you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
A number of times, and don't be a stranger. We will continue to
I'm living between New York and Milan at the moment. We're launching in Italy, sort of early August. So I'll be based in Milan for the next few weeks, then after, as soon as we launch in Milan, I'm pretty much living here in New York up until we launch in September. So we'll definitely have to speak again.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, James, very much.
Okay, take care. Thanks, guys.
Okay, we'll catch up with James when he gets back from Milan. Meanwhile, Stream On continues after this from Shudder. Hey, gang, let me tell you a little bit about our new sponsor, Shudder. First of all, they are part of the AMC family of networks, so you know it's a top-quality service. Now, for those of you who don't know anything about Shudder, it is a truly one-of-a-kind streaming service for those millions of us who love thrillers, suspense, and horror films. Now, Shudder has it all. They have movies, they have TV shows, they have podcasts. Frankly, no one has a better catalog of entertainment in the thriller, suspense, and horror category than does Shudder. Now, I've been a Shudder fan from the very beginning. And why? Because I love thrillers, and I've been able to find some gems with some of my favorite stars in them in movies, frankly, I've never heard of before until Shudder turned me on to them. All right? Give you a couple examples. Johnny Depp, mark this one down, The Ninth Gate. It is an amazing edge-of-your-seat thriller. Johnny Depp will blow your mind as he has you twisted in knots throughout one of the best films that he was actually ever in. I'm telling you right now, you're going to fall in love with the Ninth Gate just like I did. Mark it down. Got to watch. Okay. How about John Goodman? We loved him in The Big Lebowski. So many other films. Outstanding television career as well. All that body of work that he's done. I never heard of Red State before until, of course, Shudder. I checked it out. I'll tell you right now. You don't know if John Goodman is the good guy or the bad guy until the very last minute in this movie. It is John Goodman, like you've never seen him before, in an outstanding thriller called Red State. By all means, mark it down. Put it on your watch list. Now, I have a new favorite, and it's one of Shudder's exclusives. It's just dropped a few weeks ago. You got to watch it, because it's built for binge watchers like us. I'll tell you right now. It is The Late Night Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. This is an epic binge, folks. 24 hours of horror films with Joe Bob offering his own brand of fun insights, not only during the films, but of course in between. And he also brings along a few guests along the way with him. It is absolutely a must-see by all means. So that's Late Night Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. It's an exclusive to Shudder. Look, folks, Shudder, simply put, is the Netflix of suspense and horror, period. They have the largest and fastest growing human curated selection of the best movies out there. Let me give you an example of some of the exclusive titles that's currently available. You got Mayhem, you got Downrange, you got Cold Hell, you got Stillborn, you got Sequence Break, with coming attractions like Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, seasons 1 and 2. That's going to hit on Shudder on the 26th. You got Channel Zero Season 1. That's dropping on August the 9th. And on September the 13th, Revenge comes to Shudder. All right. Now, you can stream this service ad-free on all of your favorite devices. I use Roku, but they're on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Chromecast, Xbox, and of course, do like I do. Take Shudder with you on your iPhone, iPad, or any one of a number of outstanding Android devices. You can get Shudder, get this, for less than the cost of a single movie rental. You can do it for an entire month. That's right. Stream all the great thrillers, horror, and suspense films for just $4.99 a month or $49.99 a year. But look, we have a deal for you, all right? It's one of those deals you absolutely positively cannot pass up. We're going to give you a free 30-day trial, all right? That's 30 days of streaming Shudder, taking a look at all the content on the site, kicking the tires, and I guarantee you when you're finished with that 30 days, it's going to be the easiest sign-up you ever did to subscribe. Now, how do you get it? It's simple. You go to Shudder.com/podcast. That's Shudder.com/podcast and use the promo code stream on. All right. So again, that's Shudder.com/podcast. Shudder.com/podcast and use the promo code stream on to get 30 days of a free trial of Shudder. I know you will love Shudder as much as I do. Check it out today. You're going to want to subscribe. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams. Hey, look, if you have not yet been one of the over 40,000 people who have subscribed to Stream On, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, look, it's easy to do, and we are free. How about that? All you have to do is go to the iTunes store. We are very pleased to be part of the Apple Podcast family. Also, you can find us on Google Play, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you are someone who likes to get your podcast delivered via apps, not a problem. We're on the big three. That, of course, would be Spreaker, Stitcher, and, of course, the very popular TuneIn Radio app. Okay, so you just download those. Search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit favorites, and each week you're going to have it delivered right to your phone or to your tablet or, hey, even both. Also, if you have one of those favorite assistant devices, all you got to do is ask Siri or Google or Alexa, hey, do me a favor, play the latest version of Stream On with Jim Williams, and they're going to help you out, and it'll come right to you. So please do us a favor, go out and subscribe to Stream On with Jim Williams today. Okay? All right. Thanks very much. All right, let's go to our binge to the beach situation for this weekend. On Hulu, The Resident. Hey, look, one of my favorites. I love it. iZombie. Please check that one out. Netflix, another one of my favorites. The Good Place. Glow and Riverdale. All right. Sports this week. Got to watch the Open Championship on ESPN. All right, take that with you. Early times, remember, the Open is being played in Scotland. So by all means, check that out on ESPN for your live sports this weekend. Next week on the show, our guest is Ankit Mishtoy, the Vice President of Content and Acquisition, as well as Strategy at Sling TV. Lots to talk about with Ankit. He's always one of our favorite people to chat with. Many thanks to our guest this week, and that would be DAZN CEO James Rushton. Keep a lookout for their service coming in September. It's not that far away. All right. Okay. Promotional consideration for Stream On was provided by Sling TV, the best cord cutting service on the planet. Choose from the top cable channels and pay TV channels. And you can craft a package that fits not only your interests, but your budget. That's right. You can choose from entertainment to sports, from news to lifestyle programming, plus multilingual channels. Check them out at Sling TV. 7 days for free. SlingTV.com. Also, the best streaming equipment. Check out our friends at Boom Media. They have the latest in streaming boxes and the best prices, as well as outstanding customer service. Check them out at boommedia.org. Okay, that's it for this week. Have a super weekend, and we will see you next week right here on Stream On.